Your ability to persuade others is one of the most powerful resources you will ever discover. During this eye-opening podcast, you'll join Wayne Sutton as you uncover the secrets of influence based upon science and proven in the real world.
Okay, guys, I'm going to give you some information today that I'm using with a personal sales team. I'm using myself, and I've helped people in ministry when doing counseling and coaching. And this, I will say, again, back to notes from my mentors, I've done a lot of study on anxiety, on how to manage stress and anxiety attacks, and mindset of a closer, mindset of a sales professional, mindset of a professional in general. And so I'm going to jump in quick. This is actually going to be a pretty quick podcast, but there's a lot that I want to cover, because if you've ever been in that place where you feel like, hey, why can, and we're going to talk today mainly to salespeople, mainly to our salespeople. So, but it can apply for any of you. But if you've ever been in a place and thought, why am I not closing? And you know, you're worried about the next presentation, the next conversation. You don't want to have what they call commission breath, right? You don't want to sound needy. You want to stay in a proper composure, but you're needy. You haven't closed lately. What's going on? Well, there's a couple of things in that, and I really want to share with you. Number one, our anxiety level. Anxiety level does show up. It does show up in the micro expressions of the face. It shows up in our voice. And so when we're in a place of anxiety, number one, we make poor decisions instead of good decisions. Literally, your IQ level drops when you're in place of anxiety. Number two, again, emotions are contagious, and we want to make sure our emotions are one of composure and confidence and clarity, not anxiety. So I'm going to give you like a 5-minute crash course. If you want to get the mindset of a winner, the mindset of a successful closer, the mindset of somebody that's building wealth and helping others, and you want to do it in 5 minutes a day, here's your hack, okay? So number one, let's talk about anxiety. And anxiety comes from a couple of things. Number one, anxiety is usually a decline in the way that you see yourself. Do you have a high say-do ratio? I'm going to close 3 units this month and you... Or this week, and you close one. I'm going to go to the gym this week, and you never go. It's like that say-do ratio. Your own unconscious mind even begins to doubt you. So a decline in the reputation you have with yourself. Very important. Also, another thing that brings in stress is recognizing the inability to recognize what you can and cannot control. You can, as a sales professional, you can control your workday. Can control, you know, unless things happen, right? Accidents, sickness, etc. But what can you control? You can control your calendar. You can control how many calls you make. You can control how many follow-up sessions that you're involved with. Do you time block for follow-up? Do you time block for that? Okay. So it's what you can and what you can't control. If you're working with someone and the media releases something that's bad against your product, you can't control that. You can take responsibility for how you respond. If you're a coach and maybe you run in Facebook ads, Instagram, LinkedIn ads, whatever, and that shuts down, it gets hacked, whatever, you can't control that, but you can control, and you are responsible for your behavior from that. Are you with me? So a decline in reputation, inability to recognize what you can and can't control. Most importantly, it's unmet expectations. You expect to close 3 units this week. You didn't close 3. Or as I'm recording this, it's Thursday. You need to close 3 units and you're stuck at 1 or 2. What's going on here? Okay. Unmet expectations. The fear of them being unmet. This can bring in massive amounts of fear and anxiety. So, and if you're going to be able to influence others, if you followed my podcast at all, you know this, you have to be able to influence yourself first. And here's the thing about anxiety. Anxiety is actually the way the body is trying to protect you. So it feels fear. It feels something that's out of control. There's a stress, okay? Under stress, we tend to just focus on what we don't want to happen. Well, let's flip that. Let's begin to flip that into what we do want to happen. Now, this isn't mystical law of attraction. It is reprogramming the mind reprogramming the mind, literally the chemical and electrical impulses from the mind to help you attract that which you want by helping you actually have the skill set, the mindset, the energy, the attitude, all of that. Now, so remember this. If you want to influence others, you have to influence yourself first. You must have that place of proper composure, the proper skill set, the proper, you know, energy. And anxiety is actually, even though it does not help us, it's the body trying to protect you. See, the body, that literally flesh, does not care if you sell a product or service. It notices the stress. So what's happening? And all of a sudden you have muscle tension, increased cortisol levels, adrenaline, heart rate. All of this has changed. Okay. And you cannot, you know, think logically and get yourself out of that. You have to go inside and force yourself. So I won't talk to you again. 5 minutes here will change your day. So now, for some of you, you do mindfulness, meditation, yoga, whatever. I focus on prayer. I believe in my God as my creator, my savior. So I focus on prayer. Even in prayer, the Bible says if you pray believing that you have it, it will come to pass. So it's the believing, it's the mindset, okay? Again, I'm talking fast, guys. Take notes. I want to get this done in the next 4 minutes, okay? Now, when we force the body, when we force our body to just relax, to just sit there, to meditate, turn off the music, turn off, unless you, it helps you, I guess, but turn off everything, turn off the distractions, you know, turn off the notifications on your phone. And I want you to focus on, I want you to mentally imagine or mentally rehearse, okay? Mentally imagine, mentally rehearse, okay? The mind, and focus on a successful meeting. Let's say you're doing sales. I want you to see yourself. I want you to see yourself closing the deal, getting the invoice paid, helping somebody on board, whatever your successful meeting looks like. I want you to see yourself in the proper interactions, the proper social events, all of this. What you're doing is you're literally rewiring back to, I brought up the word of God earlier. The Bible says, renew the mind. This is what we're doing. We're retraining the whole brain, especially the reticular activating system. But we're retraining this because your mind is really like a collection of past events, of memories. Well, we're going to put some future memories in there. Okay. When you literally rehearse, you'll mentally imagine how that close is going to look, how that's going to look when you hit or exceed projections and all of that. What happens is those habits start to change behavioral patterns. Okay. So rehearse something in the future with a close, with confidence, with composure, with activity that is positive. Okay. It gives your unconscious mind a sample, a taste of the future, the way you design it. And when you rehearse an event or situation, the chemicals in the brain, you know, the cortisol, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and all the endorphins, all of that changes, and you're changing it the way that you want it to look. Are you with me? You're changing it into the way that you have created. You're a creator instead of a victim. You're a creator instead of somebody laden down with anxiety. Okay? And listen, the mind, it really works through chemicals and electricity. That's it. Okay? So and again, I'm going to finish this up in just 1 minute. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to segment. I want you to time block 5 minutes a day. And I want you to take those 5 minutes. And I just want you to do some deep breathing. Get your body in relaxed mode. And I want you to start and just, yeah. Now, the mind will try to bring up what you have to do today. Is this a waste of time? You've got 18 sales calls left this week, whatever. I want you to focus not on that, but I want you to begin to focus on you successfully closing the deals. How does that look? What does your body composure look like? What does your body language say? I want you to focus on how that looks. And I want you to recreate a future memory. What you're going to do here is you're going to teach the brain how that looks, what chemicals, what electrical impulses, what pathway the brain needs to work through to make that a reality. And you're doing it while you're alleviating any anxiety or any fear. Okay? And we want to do this without any psychoactive intervention. So we don't need to, you know, get high. You don't have to drink alcohol. You don't have to use certain stimulants or mood enhancing, you know, chemicals. No. Train the mind how you want your future to look while you're totally sober of those activities. Because your mind, if you only can talk to people once you're high, you've been consuming alcohol, you've used this stimulant, you have, you know, used this mood enhancing, whatever chemical or whatever, then the mind says, okay, I can do this in this situation. You become dependent upon the psychoactive instead of becoming dependent upon your own desires, your own thought, and your own focus. So let me say it again. Rehearsal gives your body, not just your mind, your full body, a sample of the future. So when you rehearse or you imagine that event, that situation, that sales call, you're literally the chemicals and electricity all that you need for that to be a reality. It's there. You can experience it. You can become a creator, destiny, and you can close more deals. You can make more money. This isn't just for salespeople. This can be used in any area of life, family life. I'm not going to jump into it. Family, relationships, marriages, anything this can be used for. But you have to dedicate. You have to be a man or woman of discipline and say, I'm going to take 5 minutes a day. Now, I take 5 minutes in the mornings. Sometimes if the day is rocky, the day has had challenges, it's okay to do it again. In fact, I will be doing that as soon as I'll be doing another 5 minutes today, as soon as I finish this podcast. What will my future look like? How do I see myself in it? And again, it's not just law of attraction. It is literally retraining my conscious and unconscious mind so I can receive that and program my mind how to receive it, how to find and receive. Okay, hope this has been helpful for you. If so, share. Hit the share button. Wherever you're watching this, just click the share button. Let somebody else know about it. And remember, influence yourself. Then you can influence others, and then you'll impact the world. God bless.
Go to yourpersuasioncoach.com for more powerful resources on how to influence yourself, influence others, and impact the world.